With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump said furloughed federal workers may not get any back pay after the government shutdown ends. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In 2019, President Trump signed legislation into law that ensures federal workers receive back pay during a government shutdown. But last week, he said there's no guarantee that'll happen this time. The president told reporters there are some people that really don't deserve to be taken care of. On Capitol Hill, however, House Speaker Johnson took a different approach, promising that federal workers will get back pay once the government reopens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida is experiencing a domestic migration boom.
Florida's cumulative 10-year income gain from people moving into the state, including a number of billionaires, is just over $1 trillion. Former Trump economic advisor Steve Moore says this is by far the greatest shift of wealth into one state in American history. He calls it the Florida Gold Rush.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. Afghanistan says it's killed about 60 Pakistani soldiers in an overnight border operation in response to what it called repeated violations of its territory and airspace. Last week, Afghan authorities accused Pakistan of bombing the capital and a market in the country's east. Pakistan has not claimed responsibility for that attack. The Taliban government's chief spokesman says this morning Afghan forces captured 25 Pakistani army posts, killing 58 soldiers and wounding 30 others. A Chinese Coast Guard ship has used a powerful water cannon and rammed a Philippines government vessel near Titu Island in the South China Sea. The Philippines Coast Guard reports no injuries to the crew of the vessel, part of the fisheries fleet. This is SRN News. FBI Director Kash Patel says the Bureau is cutting ties with the Southern Poverty Law Center, asserting that the civil rights organization had been turned into a, quote, partisan smear machine. Many Christians and conservatives have made the same complaint for years, pointing to the SPLC's annual hate map, which has included such ministries as Focus on the Family and the Family Research Council. Those and other groups are targeted by the SPLC because they oppose gay marriage and transgenderism. In making his announcement, Patel added that, quote, this FBI will not partner with political fronts masquerading as watchdogs. Legal experts say the conservative majority Supreme Court is taking the American justice system back to its original purpose. For years, the court has followed what some people on the left call living readings of the Constitution, meaning the document should adapt to changes in cultural norms. The current court is adopting originalism aimed at enforcing the original principles of the document. This is SRN News. A missing Virginia cat found after it inadvertently hitched a ride to another state.
Francine, a beloved calico cat living at a Lowe's in Richmond, Virginia, is back after a multi-state search. She's been a fixture there for 9 years after wandering in as a stray, then last month went missing, says General Manager Mike Sida.
You see her look in the truck and she starts to pass it and then she darts back and shoots into the truck.
The truck went to the distribution center in North Carolina where Francine darted off, finally humane traps to get her back.
She has a home here as long as she wants to make Lowe's and Store 1037 her home.
Store Supervisor Wayne Schneider. I'm Julie Walker.
Diane Keaton, the Oscar-winning star known for films like Annie Hall and The Godfather, has passed away at the age of 79. Critics say her Hollywood legacy is timeless. This is SRN News.